Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Have you checked which retailers are naughty and nice this year as you prepare for and participate in your Christmas shopping? Well, you can do so at lc.org. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, we are right in the midst of the Christmas season. I love this time of the year. It's hard to believe that Thanksgiving is already past, and now the next holiday coming up is my favorite of the entire year, Christmas. And Liberty Counsel at lc.org is providing a very detailed naughty and nice list for your shopping pleasure. In fact, I encourage you to check out the retailers on the naughty and nice list. Fortunately, there's only about part of a page and part of a second page of naughty. You may find more. If you find more, let us know. But there are pages of nice, which is really nice to see, Matt. The trend is in the right direction.
That's right. And, you know, I remember a time not so long ago when it was the reverse was true, when the naughty list was very long and the nice list was very short. And Matt, one of the big retailers that used to be on the naughty list that is now on the nice list is Walmart. And Liberty Counsel took the lead in holding Walmart accountable. And Liberty Counsel supporters went into, we had multiple reports of people going into Walmart. I did it myself, my family, my parents did, I know. And telling Walmart, look, we're taking our business down the road this year because you're ignoring the reason for the season, that you're not even calling this Christmas. Well, guess what? Walmart turned it to the corner, and they started advertising and celebrating Christmas. They have Christmas trees and Christmas decor. Well, now they're taking it to the next level, Matt. I don't know if you've seen, they have this new Christmas advertising campaign where they're very obviously, very overtly focusing on Christmas. They have the words Christmas. They're singing Christmas carols. You see nativity scenes. I mean, Walmart is now focusing on the reason for the season. And one of the big reasons, if not the main reason they're doing so, is because of Liberty Counsel's Friend or Foe Christmas campaign and our supporters, Liberty Counsel supporters' involvement in holding Walmart's feet to the fire.
Yeah, there were several years ago, right after we started the naughty and nice list, Walmart was on the opposite side. In Walmart, believe it or not, you can't tell this today, but back then, Walmart, you couldn't find a Christmas tree. That green, pointed, prickly thing that you cut down in December or buy a fake one, everyone knows what it's called. It's called a Christmas tree. Well, Walmart and many other retailers, they didn't know that. They called it a holiday tree. Now, they knew it, but they changed the name. And it doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or New Year's. It only celebrates Christmas. It's a Christmas tree. Call it that. They didn't call it that. And they wouldn't allow their cashiers to return the greeting. Not initiated, I'm talking about. I'm talking about returning a greeting. When a customer says Merry Christmas, you would think that they'd be able to respond back Merry Christmas. No, they were told to say Happy Holidays. Well, Walmart changed, and they're the world's largest retailer. Now, they can do it. Every other retailer can do it as well. Matt, another one that changed, and I'm really glad to see this. It has been on the naughty list since the beginning, but in 2013, last year, it changed finally to the nice list, and it's Old Navy. Old Navy, from the beginning of our naughty and nice list, which we're now in about the 11th, 12th year of that, it was on the naughty side. Last year, it switched to the nice side. That is huge. And so I want to applaud Gap, which is the parent company of Old Navy, on their change of heart. They finally listened to you, the consumer. Now, how do you get your voice known? Matt, I suggest that people by email, call, or in person, when you're in a retail store like Walmart right now, people should email Walmart, or when you're shopping in Walmart, you should thank the cashier, thank the people who are there, that are there in the store, give the information out to them. You can go to our naughty and nice list. You can click on their website and send them an email. Let them know that you appreciate what you're doing. On the other hand, let people know, on the naughty side, why you're not going to shop there this Christmas season.
Yeah, you know, the good news is here that we're slowly but surely winning the war on Christmas. You know, the left likes to pretend that there's not even a war on Christmas. Of course, they're the ones carrying out the war on Christmas. So they, of course, are going to deny the hostility that they have toward Christ and toward Christianity and toward Christmas. But the reality is we are slowly but surely winning the war on Christmas, example after example. And I think it's because the people, you know, a lot of these retailers are starting to figure out where their bread is buttered, so to speak. They know that the vast majority of Americans celebrate Christmas. They appreciate Christmas. They appreciate you calling it Christmas. And the Scrooge in this situation is political correctness. And so they're getting tired of the happy holidays nonsense, the kind of Melba Toast generic avoidance of the reason for the season, December 25th. Why is December 25th, a national holiday and people get off work? And so is it because it's holiday day? No, it's Christmas day, and retailers are finally starting to recognize that.
Yeah, it's not holiday day, is it? I mean, that's redundant. But, I mean, this is it's crazy. I mean, you know, J. Crew Outfitters, they've never been on the nice side. From the very beginning, they've always been on the naughty side. If you don't shop there, and I certainly encourage you not to shop there this Christmas, give them an email. If you don't go into the store, give them an email. Let them hear from you. They've got to continually hear from you. They're so bad that in their place where their employees are, I don't know if they're doing it this year, but in past we've had reports from employees that say they count down to Christmas Day how many shopping days are left. But they don't say we have 20 days till Christmas. We have 20 days to December 25th. Now, who else would say that? We have 20 days to New Year's. We have 20 days to January 1. You know, they can't even bring it to themselves to use the actual name of the holiday, which is called Christmas.
Yeah, and I've never understood political correctness here. Why would this group of small people, in order to avoid offending, and I don't think they even do. They're a tiny, tiny handful of a small percentage of people who don't celebrate Christmas, get laid faint and lay down on their fainting couch and are just so offended that somebody would say the word Christmas. So in order to appease this tiny, obnoxious, loud minority, they end up offending the majority of people. We are a nation founded on the Judeo-Christian tradition. Christmas Day is as American as apple pie. I mean, that is, and Christmas celebrations are something that have always occurred in this country, and we're trying to water it down and change our history. The war on Christmas is just one example of that.
And someone says, well, why does it make such a big difference? Well, you know, if we're celebrating, if you go out, like I had one time, it was a major retailer catalog, and it had a Hanukkah page. It had a Kwanzaa page, of all things, because, I mean, how many people celebrate Kwanzaa? I don't know of anybody. And then it had a page that otherwise would be Christmas, but it was a holiday page. So they listed Hanukkah, they listed Kwanzaa, but no Christmas. Pretty obvious. Now, that particular retailer started off on the naughty list, but they heard from you, and they went to the nice list. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. And print off the naughty and nice list. You can send it to your phone, take it while you're shopping, and as you're walking through the mall, you can click down and scroll down and find out whether Staples or Target or Sears or Home Depot or Rite Aid Pharmacy, CVS, Walgreens, they're all on the nice side. Even Lowe's and Macy's are on that side. Many, many others are on the nice side. Of course, Hobby Lobby is clearly there. For more information, go to lc.org. Pray for Liberty Council, and any gift between now and the end of the year will be doubled, so make your gift count. Strategically give to the Ministry of Liberty Council as we continue to advance family, faith, and freedom. Go to lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org. You can call us with an online credit card over the phone, or you can do that online on our secured website at lc.org. Any contribution by credit card, particularly online, that is marked before midnight, your time zone, will be credited towards this year and be part of the matching challenge gift. So your gift of whatever amount, however many times you give between now and midnight, December 31, will be doubled. If you write a check, date it before, or date it at least December 31, and that will, even though it's received after December 31, as long as it's dated and postmarked December 31, that contribution will be marked for this year and part of the matching challenge gift. So pray for Liberty Council and double your gift through this challenge grant that has been given to Liberty Council at this significant and important time of the year. Go to lc.org for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.